Many times our civic holidays get confused, and I think sometimes we forget that Memorial Day is a chance to remember those who have served in the military and those who've lost their lives. And so I want to recognize Mr. Gus Johnson. I know Mr. Gus is a proud military veteran, so I want to thank you, Mr. Gus, for your service to our country. Is anybody else among us who's a veteran? Would you just stand? I know Mr. Gus. Anybody else a veteran among us? Okay, Mr. Doug?
Amen.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank all of you.
Amen.
And thank you for your service. So as we celebrate and have all kind of events tomorrow, we can't forget those who are in the military. The military still remains a wonderful way for people to have a life of dignity.
Absolutely.
And a good life, a life of character. So I just want to give a shout out to all those who served in the military. And thank you for your tremendous service to our country. And thank God you came home. And for those who did not make it, remember them tomorrow in the midst of all the things that are going on as well. In 2 weeks, we have a very special event here. And as a pastor, I've been here 8 years, and I've watched Melvin Burton grow. I'm a student. I watch people. I study things. And I've watched Melvin grow into the man that he is. And I had to write a letter, a pastor has to write a letter giving your testimony that you recommend to the Archbishop, someone to be ordained. And Melvin's letter was easy to write because I recommended him highly because I really believe he embodies what Acts says about deacons, men who are of good reputation, who are trustworthy, who trust is critical in ministry.
Yes.
If I can't trust you, I can't walk with you.
Come on.
Amen.
And so I've watched Melvin and his family, and the diaconate is a beautiful gift of our church. And I pray one day it won't just be for men. We need all kinds of people to be deacons, men and women.
Amen.
You're ordained deacons in our church. But Melvin, I believe, embodies that great gift of someone who's been called from the community and to serve as deacon. So Melvin will be ordained a deacon on June 8th. He has some tickets for his family, but I understand those events open to the public. So if you're able to be there on June 8th at 10 o'clock, there's a lot going on that weekend. Join us in the cathedral at 10 o'clock as the Archbishop ordains Melvin a deacon of the church. He remains married with his wife and children, but he will now be ordained in holy orders, and he will be able to baptize, all the things that ordained people do in the church. And so, Melvin, we're very proud of you. We've been praying for you for a long time. You're going to take your applause and act it out because I want this church full on Pentecost Sunday. I gotta be honest, you know me. Sometimes I walk down the aisle at 10 o'clock, I'm like, where is the family? Mass starts at 10 o'clock, and I understand it's hard to get here sometimes because of traffic or other issues that come up. But please, we have a lot of guests that day, but more important, it's Pentecost. Put on your red. Come and praise our God. There are very few parishes they're getting deacons this year. And we're the only African-American church to have a deacon in church, ordained.
Amen.
This church should be full at 10 o'clock.
Come on now.
So I'm giving you a charge. I like challenges. I ask you to please arrange your schedule to be here, that Melvin will see the support. You just showed that by clapping and standing, but Melvin will be here, that we will celebrate that day with him on Pentecost Sunday, as he offers his first homily. And I was asked, do I want him to be in this parish?
Okay. Yes.
And my response was absolutely yes. I want him to be assigned here. He's not been assigned here yet. I hope he gets assigned here. We'll know that on ordination day. But more than that, he's one of us.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
And so he's a humble man, but please, please, you can come on the 8th, the cathedral, but more importantly, let's turn out. Let's show up, let's show out, and show that St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church is alive. Alive and well. And so I challenge all of us just to make that adjustment, to make sure we're here to celebrate from the opening song to the closing song. Y'all with me?
Yes, yes.
Y'all with me?
Yes.
Let's fill this church up that Sunday and celebrate Pentecost, but also celebrate our brother. Deacon, I like that. Deacon Melvin Burton. I like that. And celebrate the great gift that God has given to us. Let's stand now for our final blessing today. God has been so good to us. Amen?
Amen.
It's amazing for my little seat up there to see people walking down the street and even peeking themselves in. What's going on here? What's going on here is people who know that God loves them.
Amen.
There are people here who know they've been blessed by God. The people in this church have been filled with word and sacrament, who've sung, who've danced, who are now ready to go out, to give every praise to our God, to go out and do justice, to go out and take only what we need, and give the rest to somebody else. We are blessed by the best, ain't got time for mess. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in the peace of Christ.
Thanks
be to God.